What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. What a relevant song for our time together. Those first lines embody our thoughts as we begin each day at 6:30, pointing our hands and heads and hearts towards Calvary. We thank God for each of you, how good and pleasant it is for us to come together each day to telephonically share our faith and our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ. Welcome to this corporate and collective time of prayer, and thank God for each of us as we humble ourselves daily to intercede on behalf of the entire brotherhood of the men of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. We're glad to have each of you on the phone each day. Our numbers have been a little anemic lately. Last Friday with 92 and climbing to 95 yesterday. We've not been able to reach triple digits yet, but I'm sure today and beyond, as you reach out and encourage others to join this effort and find those brothers who used to be a part of our effort who have, for some reason, vacationing or whatever, not joined us, to get them back on the phone so that we might maintain our triple-digit status. Thank God for all of you, especially our leaders, our grand officers, our Supreme Council members. We were together last evening in very serious conversation, but everything that we do at Omega, we begin our meetings in prayer and we end our meetings in prayer. Thank God for all of you being on this prayer line. We're glad to hear the voice of Bishop Staccato Powell on the phone, our chieftain in past, Grand Chaplain number 11 on the phone with us today. And we're certainly glad to have Grand Bosselist number 40 on the phone, Dr. Tony F. Knox. It is at this time I ask that you would receive him. Let us now rise in spirit and receive our Grand Bosselist number 40, Dr. Tony F. Knox. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have
Amen.
A phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor. Good morning, brothers. Brothers, let everything that has breath praise him. Praise the Lord, brothers, as we come together and looking around and seeing how he has blessed us. As I traveled to work yesterday and saw all the destruction, I mean, some beautiful, beautiful homes was torn up, and there was no loss of life, nobody that was seriously injured. And I knew then that had to be God. There was nothing else that could have saved them but God. So as we know, God is busy answering our prayers, and God is taking us to places that we have never been and allowing us to survive things that we've never survived. So brothers, please do as the chaplain and do as Reverend Dr. Richardson and Reverend Dr. Powell has said, be bold enough to ask. Ask for what you want. Ask for your needs. And the Lord is listening to us. He's hearing and answering our prayers. But as we go forward, keep Brother Thompson, Larry Thompson's family lifted in prayer as he's moved from labor to reward. As we have families go through, it means the world to them when they know that somebody's praying for them. And as we continue doing that, of course, I don't know if you heard, but Larry and Kenny Brown lost their mother. Please keep them lifted in prayer as they work so hard and do so much for the fraternity. But like everyone, when we go through this, it's the most difficult thing to can imagine, losing a parent or a parent losing a child. So, brothers, let's please keep them lifted. Brothers, let's spread the good news. Let's spread the good news so that others can come on and hear the joyful noise. It does something to me when I can come on and I hear Brother Gumry directing and calling out the names and talking people up and they come into the phone. Let's share this. Let's share this because this is something special. This is something that has changed who we are and what we do. Being the greatest organization in the world, we've even gone to another level as we lift each other and as we lift the brothers and as we lift those in prayer going into each and every day. Brothers, please know that you've made a difference. You've made a difference in the fraternity. Just look back. You're making a difference within your community. And you're definitely making a difference within this country as other organizations do what we do. And they get up in the morning and pray just as we do. So, brothers, please know that I thank you and I love you all.
Dr. Knox, we love you as well. Thank you so much for your encouraging words. We pray for you and Angela and all the members of the Knox clan. And we pray that God will continue to bless us as you have encouraged us to stay consistent in our prayer efforts. God bless you this morning.
Thank you, Reverend Dr.
My brothers, what a joy it is every other Tuesday to hear the chaplain of the 4th District covering the states of Ohio and West Virginia as he comes to us now in his own way. Praise God for the contribution of Brother Theo Washington. God bless you, Brother Washington. Bless us now. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Grant.
Amen.
Like Brother Knox have already said, it's exciting to get on this prayer call and hear the brethren greeting one another as we get up in war against Satan daily as brothers fighting in arms. Today is July 2nd. Our reading comes from Proverbs 5-9, and it's a father's exhortation on wisdom. Chapters 5 and 6 and 7 is a warning against adultery and adulteresses. Chapter 8 and 9 is an appeal for wisdom and watchfulness. The word wisdom in Hebrew is a feminine noun. Thus, it is natural for Solomon to personify it as a woman, a virtuous woman, in contrast to the foolish and the immoral ways of a harlot. Both wisdom and folly beckon with similar invitations. Come in with me. But the invitation you choose to accept will determine whether you find virtue or vice. Solomon warns his sons and all those reading his words to watch out for sin's clever disguise and wise up to the importance of the following of God's instructions. Few people plan to ruin their lives, yet many a life is in ruins. Why? Because someone else planned to ruin it for them. Satan is alive and well and craftily cunning in his attempts to destroy the moral fiber of God's children. His deviance from God's ordained patterns for love, sex, marriage, and family is both attractive and inviting. The naive will play with fire and get burned. The foolish will take the bait and find that every kick offered by Satan also contains a kickback, my Lord. The path leading to adultery is broad and inviting. Tragically, it is a path many find irresistible. But though the trail is well worn, no one need follow its deadly course. Whether young or old, married or single, Solomon's message is aimed at the heart. Don't play with matches, especially if the match belongs to someone else. Carry a book of matches with you today. Keep that warning fresh in your mind and heart. Wisdom opens the eyes to both the glories of heaven and the hollowness of earth. A well or fountain offers pure water for personal use. The water that runs through the street is basically sewage. That's the graphic picture of Proverbs 5:15-17, used to contrast marital fidelity with adultery. Brothers, today we are praying for the family of Brother Halleck Chapman, whose mother, Alice, was funeralized on Saturday. We're praying for the family of Sister Marie E. Johnson, who went home to be with the Lord. We're praying for Corinne Davis, who needs a favorable doctor's report. She has to go to the doctor today. She's the granddaughter of Brother Reverend Edwards. We're praying for Brother Scott McNeil, Bothless of Delta Alpha Alpha, for his faith to be continued and for his strength in the Lord. We're praying for the families of Brother Frederick Perry, whose father has transitioned from labor to reward. Brother DeVault, as always, is requesting prayer for all those caught in the struggles and the strongholds of this life, that they would hear and seek spiritual counseling. We're praying for brothers Kenny and Larry Brown, whose mother has transitioned and gone home to be with the Lord. We thank God for Brother James Tobert, who celebrated 92 years of life on yesterday, and for the successful knee surgery of Brother Kevin Tobert. We're praying for Brother Peterson of the 2nd D, New Upsilon, his family, his wife Stephanie, his daughter Devon, his siblings Barbara, Wanda, Alma, Norman, and Craig. We're praying for the Huffman family. We're also praying for Sister Rosalind Montgomery, Brother Glimpse, and Brother Timothy Houghton. And as always, we're praying for those that are addicted and in prison, for all of our children, our schools and teachers, our soldiers, our government, our pastors and preachers, our communities, and every Christian and church that calls on the name of Jesus. We're praying for our families, our fraternity, our elder brothers, our grand officers, our district officers, graduate brothers, and undergrad brothers. And we're also praying for ourselves, the Praying Omegas, that God would keep us strong and that he would keep us steadfast. Brother, shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, first of all, we come to you thanking you for your grace, Lord, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for fellowship. We thank you for brotherhood. We thank you for friendship. And we thank you for this fraternity. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to get up this morning and see another day, a brand new day, Lord, that we've never seen before. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the avenue of prayer, that we could come to your throne bold and make our requests known. We thank you for being God. Father, we thank you for being a good God. Lord, we ask today that you would remember this world. We ask that you would remember your people. Lord, we humbly come and ask you, Lord, to heal our lands. There are so many tragedies. Today, Lord, we have war. We have destruction. We have natural disasters. There's so much confusion. There's so much turmoil. There's so much violence. We have random killings. We have hate for one another. Lord, please touch us today. Let your spirit pour down on us. Lord, let your Holy Ghost move throughout our communities and cleanse us. Touch hearts. Let everybody know that you are still on the throne and that Jesus is the way. Lord, allow us to be examples of Christian manhood. Help us to be strong and to stand on your word, to be soldiers, to fight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you walk with us. Be with us. Grant us the opportunity to witness to somebody today, that somebody can know who Jesus Christ is. We ask that you remember those that are grieving, those that are sick, Lord, in need of healing. Comfort them, Lord. Motivate them. Encourage them. Let them know that everything, Lord, is going to be all right. We ask that you bless us today, Lord, as we go out and we come back in. We ask that you bless every brother on this call today and every family represented. We ask that you forgive us for our sins. Continue to be with us throughout this day as we are dismissed from this call, but never from your sight. We love you. We praise you. And we bless you. As all the brothers on this call will say amen in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, my brother.
Hey, good morning, brother Steve Lewis.